This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 238 for Monday, January 25th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were up sharply Monday, taking back some of last week's losses as a rally in the Chicago soy complex and a softer tone on the Canadian dollar provided support. Canola was up $4 to $30, March up $30 at $679.60 per ton. Soy oil in Chicago was up sharply, as were soybeans. That provided most of the spillover support. Chart-based buying was a feature with some stops hit on the way up. Bullish underlying fundamentals were also supportive, given the ongoing concerns over tightening old crop supplies. However, the new crop months lagged to the upside as the latest strength in the market should encourage acres this spring. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all higher. Soybeans up 32 cents in the March contract at $13.43 per bushel. Friday's sharp losses attracted some end-user bargain hunting, and that gave the soy market a boost to start the week. Lingering uncertainty over South American production also remained supportive, although recent rains in Brazil and Argentina have improved the crop prospects in the continent. Weekly U.S. soybean export inspections were down slightly on the week, but still ahead of what moved during the same week a year ago. Total soybean exports during the crop year to date of 45.2 million tons are more than double what moved during the same time last year. Corn, it was also due for a correction to start the week, up 11 cents in the March contract at $5.11 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export inspections of 1.4 million tons were up on both the week and the year ago, with the total corn export pace to date about 85% ahead of last year's pace. Wheat futures, they're higher across the board. March wheat in Minneapolis up 13 cents at $6.26 per bushel. Kansas City up 14 cents in March at $6.27 per bushel. And Chicago wheat also 14 cents higher at $6.48.5. Weekly U.S. wheat export inspections of about 524,000 tons were nearly double what was shipped the previous week, although year-to-date shipments are still running a bit behind last year's pace. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, January 25th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.